Welcome to the Disruptive Entrepreneur Podcast.
What does the word disruptive mean to you?
It means going beyond the ordinary, going beyond the status quo.
Not thinking in the conventional way, not just sort of following the herd.
Disruptive means taking things up, you know?
Disruptive entrepreneur is somebody who sees the problem and embraces the problem with a new way.
Shake up and awakening.
Quality will take care of itself, and you'll go from being disruptive but also profitable.
When you use your own reservoir of talent, when you love what you do, then you disrupt.
Mix it up, change it up, and dominate.
And now, your host, 8 times best-selling author and double world record holder, Rob Moore.
How to quit your job in 4 simple steps. I get asked this all the time. Rob, how do I get out of my job that I hate? Rob, how do I become an entrepreneur and set up my own business? I've been asked this maybe thousands of times in the last 15 years, and I have helped maybe thousands of people start their own business and become an entrepreneur. So this is experience, not advice. And I think that's important to set up at the start. I'm not advising you what to do. I'm telling you my real life experience, because I did this in 2006. I actually had a job at the start of 2006 and the end of 2006, 2 different jobs. And I left them both to pursue my desire to be an entrepreneur. So I'm coming from real life experience. Now, you may have noticed the title of this video and podcast is How to Quit Your Job in 4 Simple Steps. And I want to give you the technical fundamental difference between simple and easy. Because sometimes people hear simple and say, oh, Rob, you said it was easy. No, I didn't say it was easy. Sorry to wag the finger, but the finger needs to be wagged at this point. It is simple, though, and I'm going to give you this 4-step process, this simple process to quit your job. It works. It's proven. It's worked hundreds of times with the people that I've mentored. Now, I've worked since the age of 6, and I've worked as an entrepreneur and as an employee. And so I know the difference. Now, I guess the first thing to set up before I give you these 4 steps is that not everyone really should be an entrepreneur. And being an entrepreneur is not necessarily better than being an employee. There's a lot of people out there who are influencers, quote unquote. You're a loser if you have a job. You're an eagle if you're an entrepreneur, and you're a turkey if you're employed. And I think that's utter nonsense, utter nonsense. You can have intrapreneurs who are entrepreneurial employees. And by the way, you can be an employee, you can be an MD, you can be a CEO, etc. And you can earn millions of pounds. I mean, imagine being the MD or CEO of Disney or Apple. You're employed, yet you're making more money than 99.9% of entrepreneurs. So I'm not that guy who says you're a loser if you're employed. I employ nearly 100 people and I love my team. And without my team, I wouldn't be able to do what I do. So I think it's not about pedestalizing entrepreneurship and knocking employment. It's about what's right for you. So if you desire freedom, autonomy, to create a vision, to build a team, to lead, to create, to solve problems, you have a strategy, a message, you know, a model that you want to get out to the masses, and you're inspired to do something, and being an entrepreneur is the best way to do it, then I back you all the way. They call me the Disruptive Entrepreneur. I have the Disruptive Entrepreneur podcast. I back you all the way. And most people who follow me do ultimately end up wanting to be an entrepreneur. So I've worked since the age of 6. My dad got me bottling up in the pub, emptying the fruit machines, emptying the pool tables, the pinball machines, counting the money, bagging all the money up, asking me, hey, son, what did we take last night? How's business going for us? And he made me feel like I was his business partner, even though I was 6. And so he kind of like raised within me this entrepreneurial desire, flair, hunger. But what happened was then I got stuck in the system. Now, if you want to be a doctor, a dentist, a lawyer, an accountant, then going through the system, GCSE, A-level, university, post-grad, etc., that's a great way to become one of those professions. The problem with me was I didn't want to be any of those. And I studied architecture, but I didn't want to be an architect. So I got stuck in the system. And only when I broke free from the system and realized that, you know, traditional education might make me a living, but self-education might make me a fortune. I think that was Zig Ziglar or Jim Rohn that said that first, that I heard. When I realized that, I realized being an entrepreneur is probably a not not about going to school. It's probably about self-education and finding a way to create your own path without the protection of a degree or a university or some modules, you know, or an awards ceremony. Anyway, I've taken some notes here on my system because I think it's really important to get it technically accurate. So I think actually, before I go on to my four-step system, having a job as a way to learn to become an entrepreneur is a viable strategy. And many people who do what I do forget that part. So I went to work for a property investing company in 2006, where we were sourcing deals around the world and then selling them to investors. And that was an absolutely brilliant education for ultimately setting up a property investing company for myself and setting up a property sourcing business for myself and becoming an entrepreneur. So don't dismiss being employed for 1, 2, or 3 years. But here's the thing, make sure you work for the right boss. Make sure you work for someone who's entrepreneurial, work for a company that's going places, work for a company where you love the vision, the values, the culture, and that's the kind of enterprise that you would want to set up one day. Now, look, most employers accept the fact that employees will leave at some stage. And any entrepreneurial employers like myself accept the fact that people will set up in competition and will use us as their career path. That's okay. You could even be honest about that because nothing lasts forever. But don't dismiss that. So if you want to be a property investor, go and get a job in an estate agent. If you want to be a digital agency or a social media agency, go work for a really good disruptive digital agency and learn on the job. And then you can follow my four-step system in a moment to then set up your own company. Hi, it's Rob here, interrupting you with something you may not know about me. I was one of the few people on the planet hand-selected by Facebook to pilot their new supporter program. It's a very small premium model where you can get exclusive content and advance notice or discount of new products and services. So this is what I've done for you. Not only can you get best discounts for any training that we might run, not only do you get notified first of any launches we do, we also do supporter meetups, supporter dinners, supporter WhatsApp groups where you have a deeper community. I do supporter only Ask Me Anythings. I do supporter only content and podcasts. We have a community of 2,500 supporters, and I'd love to give you the chance to be one of those. I believe this is the best supporter program in the whole world. Find me a better one, but I don't think you will. So the link is bit.ly/RobSupporter with a capital R. That's bit.ly/RobSupporter with a capital R. I believe the gap between free content and paid content is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. There's a lot of free content out there that's maybe not that good. And for just a few dollars a month, you can get the best content on business, on entrepreneurship, on starting up, on scaling up, on sales, on marketing, on the mindset of being an entrepreneur. So go to bit.ly/RobSupporter with a capital R right now. Now, there are three ways to leave your job. One is to hand in your notice pretty much when you've finished this episode. So you give your 30 or 90 day notice, depending on how much notice you've got. You burn the bridges or burn the boat, as they say, and you start now. Now, the security can be an illusion and a paradox. We feel like, oh, the security of getting a steady wage to pay my bills and overheads. We feel that that's security. But you could get made redundant, you could get fired, you could have a lockdown, you could have a recession. And actually, it's a false sense of security. It's not security at all. In reality, real security is when you have control of your life. Alan's just predicted one of the ways to quit your job, which has happened to me 3 times. I've only had 2 proper jobs and this has happened to me 3 times. For me, leaving when I've decided works better because I like hardcore accountability. I like a bit of no turning back, you know, kind of like full commitment. For some that works and for some that doesn't. But actually, maybe the way you think would work for you, you might need to do the opposite. So you've got to challenge your own mindset there. The second thing is to set a date when you're going to leave your employment. So you might say, 1 year from now, and you're going to set a target date and you're going to work and then hustle on the evenings and weekends and set up your business on the side. And then you're going to leave. That's the second way. And that would probably be the safest way, the most secure way, the most logical way. And actually, that's where I'm going to give you my four steps. But it's not necessarily the best way. The third way is to get fired, as Alan predicted on the live video. So I got fired 3 times from 2 jobs. And 2 of those were from my dad. And actually, that ended up being a great blessing. So I got fired once from working in my dad's pub by my dad when we had a fallout. And then that forced me to set up my art business on the side. Then I ended up going back and working for him again. And then I got fired again. And then I did art full time. And then I got into a property investing company in 2006. Like I said, it was a great apprenticeship. It was like being an intrapreneur, employed entrepreneur. So and the upside without the downside to a certain degree, although it's kind of more level and, you know, you're going to make as much money being an intrapreneur probably. But I worked there from February to December 2006. And then I got Mark and I fired from that job because I was setting up our company on the side. Mark and I were buying properties on the side. By the way, there was no employment contract. So there was actually no contractual issues around that. In fact, we ended up taking them to court and winning a case for wrongful and unfair dismissal. But if I was to look at it from my employer's point of view, which I'm able to do now because I am an employer, I was setting up a business in my head and on a plan. Actually, he did it on the work laptop and he found it. That wasn't good. So I got fired from that job, which actually happened to be one of the best things that's ever happened to me. I'm really grateful for my employer for doing that. Even at the time, it was painful because my business partner probably wouldn't have left for a few years because he's quite a safe, steady, secure, risk-averse kind of guy. So it actually forced us to set up Progressive Property, which has become the UK's largest property training company. And it's, you know, and all the things that have happened from then. I'm not here to blow my own trumpet, so I'll move on. Now, I'm not advising you to get fired, disclaimer. I'm just saying the bridges were burned. We had to set up our company. We did everything really fast. We were fully committed and that actually really helped us. So commitment and accountability are absolutely vital when scaling your own enterprise and being an entrepreneur. And sometimes the safety and security of a job, etc., just sort of holds you back from being fully accountable and committed. And all it does is it just drags it out for years. Okay, so here's my 4-step system. Simple, but not easy. This may take 6 months. This may take 3 to 5 years. All depends on you, your market, your current experience. So the first thing, and people don't do this, is you've got to set a date. So let's say you're going to go 18 months or 2 years from now. But what you do is you set a specific date and you write your resignation letter in advance of when you're going to leave your employment. Now, as soon as you've set a date in the future, you've got hope. You've got something to focus on. Generally, with human beings, what you find is if they know when the solution is going to come, like if we knew what date the lockdown would end, for example, it's much more easy to manage. Oh, lockdown's going to be 5 months. Oh, that's a long time. But you know what? I can make a plan for that and I can count down the days and I can figure it out. So when you set a target date, you all of a sudden aren't just lost and hating your job because you've got a plan. And actually now you can start to enjoy your job because your job serves you to become an entrepreneur. And the setting the date does that. And you write your resignation letter. If you want to be brave, you give it to someone and you say to them, send it on this date, and it's done. The second step then is you've got to set your income replacement target. Now, of course, you want to future forward it a little bit because in 18 months or 2 years, you might need another 10 or 15%. Now, you've got 2 decisions really to make here. Do you want basic overheads covered so you can leave quicker? Or do you want full income replacement, which is going to take longer but might be a bit safer? So you've got to set your 3 grand net, your 5 grand net, your 10 grand net or whatever income target it is that you need to set. That's really important. Now, I think as an entrepreneur, it's good to kind of bootstrap. It's good to feel managing not much money and, you know, maybe not having a huge overhead, but not having much sort of money to invest. It kind of trains you well. So again, I'm not advising, I'm just giving you my experience. But I certainly didn't have loads of money in the bank when I set up as an entrepreneur. And that made me, sweat all my assets and be frugal and leverage my time properly and maximize every pound spent on advertising and leverage all the free marketing platforms. Back then, not so many social media platforms, but there are for you now. So I would argue it's wise to consider getting an income target that maybe isn't a comfortable lifestyle of income replacement, because you might be able to quit your job in a year or a year before if you needed your full income replacement. Now, remember, you've got to work out what's right for you and if you really want to be an entrepreneur and if you're prepared to take the downsides and the costs of being an entrepreneur, which is, of course, everything relies on you. There's a lot more pressure You know, and when it goes wrong, you can't blame anybody. Actually, I love that about being an entrepreneur. I love the fact that when it goes wrong, I can't blame anyone. I have to take hardcore responsibility and accountability myself. I actually like that. Okay, the third thing you need to do, so let me remind you, step one is, oh, actually, I didn't tell you step one. Oh, if we got, okay, I just need to go back here a little bit. Step one is to decide on the income stream or the business model. I hadn't covered that. Step two is to set your target income replacement. Step three is to plan in your diary, compartmentalize in your diary, the number of hours you're going to week. Blah, 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 blah. Harry, maybe you need to edit this bit out a little for the audio podcast. I've lost my way. Or you can just keep it in and make me look like a twat. I do that well myself anyway. Right, let's go back. The four steps to quitting your job. The simple process, but not necessarily easy. Step one, decide on your business model and income stream. Step two is to set the target income replacement amount. Step three is to plan and compartmentalize your diary. Work out if you're going to do 10, 15 or 20 hours a week on your new business venture and make sure that they're actually put in the diary properly. And then step four is you have to focus on the highest priority key result area, income generating tasks that will get you to your target date the quickest. Okay, now I'm going to detail them for you, and I promise I won't cock up my own life. But hey, it's okay. You cannot succeed your way to success. You can only fail your way to success. So I'm going to fail my way to a successful episode. All right then, deciding on your business model, your single income stream. People read my book, Multiple Streams of Property Income. They hear me talk about 70-20-10 time division. They love business and entrepreneurship, and they want to grab all these different business models, have loads of cash flow streams coming in. That's fine when you've been doing business quite a while and you're an entrepreneur already and you've already got income streams. But to start with, to get you going, you need to focus on one business model. So is it property? Is it e-commerce? Is it online marketing? Is it public speaking? Is it setting up a brew dog style boutique brewery? Is it being a social media agency? Whatever. You've got to focus on one. Then and not get distracted, because by the way, entrepreneurs love to, oh, look at that shiny thing, oh, look at that shiny thing, oh, look at that shiny thing. One of the downsides of your upside of being an entrepreneur and spotting opportunities is you see too many things as an opportunity. So you've got to get focused on the business model, the income stream. Step two then is you set your target income stream, your financial figure that you're going to replace your job with. So whether that's 2, 3, 5, 10 grand a month, you set that income target and you set the date. So you write the letter. It is December the 31st, 2022. I'm earning 5 grand a month from my property investing business. And you write your resignation letter and you seal it and you get ready to send. The third thing is to compartmentalize in your diary, actually book it as an appointment. The so for maybe 6 a.m. to 8 a.m., 3 days a week, and 6 to 9 p.m. Saturday and Sunday, you're going to work on your new business, your entrepreneurial venture. And then number four is you must focus on key result areas, income generating tasks and high priority tasks. So the things that will move the needle the most to get you to the income target the most on the date that you've set. So that could be sales, marketing, building the product itself, building the systems, building the audience, raising the finance, creating the pitch deck, etc. Not the admin, not the minutiae, you know, not the laborious tasks which you feel need to be done, but could be outsourced to a VA. Bookkeeping should be done by someone else. All the KPIs and the tracking, you should be reading the reports, but the actual operational setting up of it and the analytics should be done by someone else so that you can focus on those key result area income generating tasks that will get you 3, 5, 10 grand a month in 6, 12, 18, 24 months. All right, we got there in the end. Sorry about my little blip in the middle. But hey, you know what? You know I'm not perfect and that's okay. Right, let me give you a summary then for those of you that have tuned in through the middle or at the end. Right, so how to quit your job in four simple steps. And when I say simple, it's simple but not easy. It's a process that you follow that I've taught hundreds, maybe thousands of people and done myself. Everything in this video is my experience, not advice, but I've been there and done it. I've worked since the age of 6 and been raised to be an entrepreneur, but I also got stuck in the job system when I didn't want a job. Nothing wrong with a job. You could be an intrapreneur where you get and go and get a job with an entrepreneur and you work for them for 3 years and you learn how to be an entrepreneur and then you set up your own business. There are three ways to quit your job. One is to get fired. One is to leave now. And one is to set your target date in the future and then leave. They all work, but you've probably got to second guess yourself and your comfort zone as to which one's right for you, though I wouldn't advise getting fired. Just saying. So then the four simple steps to quitting your job in the shortest possible time frame is, number one, you've got to have a business model, a clear idea. Are you a property investor? Are you an internet marketer? Are you on e-commerce? Are you in cosmetics? It's got to be one to start with. Number two is you set the target income replacement figure on the target date to leave. So you'll get to $3,000, $5,000, $10,000 on December the 31st, 2021 or 2022, whatever. Number three then is you've got to plan the number of hours a week that you work. You've got to compartmentalize them in the diary and make sure that they're there and they're fixed every week and you stay consistent to that. Doesn't matter if it's 5 week hours or 10 hours. It matters that it's consistently 5 hours or 10 hours. Far better 10 hours a week every week than 3 hours 1 week, 20 hours the next week, no hours the next week, 5 hours the next week, because you can't create that momentum without consistency. And then number four is you've got to focus on key result areas, income generating tasks, sales, marketing, building the product, building the audience, generating the leads, you know, actually closing a business and making money as opposed to making everything look pretty and dancing around the specific things such as building the audience. And you've got to avoid all distractions, sexy, distracting, shiny other business models, which aren't right for you right now. Admin, minutiae, debates, arguments, you know, drama, all this stuff, the noise of social media, all the stuff about politics and lockdown and, you know, all these things that trend. They just all distract you from your job. And your job is to focus on key result areas and income generating tasks to hit your target income on the target date. Job done. So thanks for tuning in. I love you all. And remember, if you don't risk anything, you risk everything. If you thought this to be useful, please do share it around. There are so many people that have stuck themselves in their job. They want to leave. There's nothing wrong with having a job. But if you don't want a job and you want to work for yourself, there is a process which I've shared and you can follow it. And you've just got to do the basics and the fundamentals consistently on a daily basis. Just ask yourself at the end of each day, did I focus on key result areas and income generating tasks? Was the time I invested moving me towards my target date, or did I get distracted away from my target date? It's as simple as that. You ask that every day. And if, you know, 5 days out of seven or 6 days out of seven, you can answer yes to that question, then you are going to move closer towards your goal. Now, maybe you will achieve that date sooner. Maybe you'll achieve that date 6 months late. But better late than never, and better a target than no target at all. So please share this with, you know, maybe your communities, your groups, if you think that there's people who'd love to be an entrepreneur like you, like me, but maybe don't have the courage. And at the end of the day, you can do most things if you have a plan. And most people don't have a plan. And so they're just throwing their energy everywhere and all distracted and they're all worried. And then they start defending, complaining, justifying, bitching, moaning. Getting stuck in minutiae and admin to convince themselves that they're being busy when in reality they're just doing low value tasks very well and not doing high value tasks. Love you all. Thanks for tuning in. And remember, if you don't risk anything, you risk everything.